great to see this man back in Sydney racing. He's had a wonderful career and he's plenty more big race wins ahead of him, no doubt. Glenn Boss is on the line. He rode Girl Tuesday for John Singleton and Chris Waller yesterday. Glenn, good morning. Well, can we say welcome home, Glenn?
Yeah, of course. Good morning, Ray. How are you, Jimmy?
Very well, mate. Very well. Congratulations on that. Hey, that's a bit of a breakthrough, Glenn. And from what I understand and hearing what was said during the course of the week, there was probably times where you thought it may not happen and you were perhaps trying too hard to get results.
Yeah. Yes, that was an important victory for me, to be honest. You know, you have moments in your career and you think, well, you'll probably look back and reflect on those. And this was probably, yesterday was probably one of those because haven't long been back in Sydney. I mean, I'm probably getting a little bit ahead of myself. You know, I've been back about 3 weeks or so. And you know, like, it's obviously, I make no bones about it. I've said it publicly. This is probably the strongest jockey's room in the world.
Yes.
In Sydney. I've got no doubt about that. It's just the ranks here are just incredibly strong. And so it was always going to be tough to break in. But for me, that was part of the allure, I suppose, you know, coming back here and see if I could still mix it.
About to say, Glenn, knowing you, I reckon that competitive juice is in you. You'd want to get yourself out there because you love testing yourself against the very best.
Well, that was part of the thing, right? That's what attracted me to the place, to be honest. I just, you know, living in Singapore, I probably just lost that, you know, and probably the last year when I was there, I probably just lost that, you know, the edge.
Yep.
I just thought, I come back here and I thought, went to Brisbane and I thought, oh, that didn't really suit me. It just didn't feel right. And then I come here and actually, to be very honest, Ray, I know it was tough, but it just felt like the right thing to do. I actually felt very comfortable here. And wouldn't believe it, Chris Waller pulled me up on Wednesday at the race. We had a really good chat. And he said, I've been watching you. He said, but you're riding well, but I can see you're actually trying too hard. And he said, just come back a length, relax, and just trust your abilities. And it meant a lot because when someone like Chris is, you know, I mean, his stature and what he's done, and he makes the time to actually come up and pull you aside and have a really good, not just a couple of minute chat, good 15-minute chat.
Yep.
And you can tell it's actually really genuine. Like when I looked at his eyes, I could tell this bloke, it was really genuine, you know. And he said, mate, just trust yourself and relax, and I will support you. And then all of a sudden, come out back Wednesday, you feel different and your ride work different. And then you get that sort of result on one of his horses, which was really, really fitting.
Can you take us inside the jockey's room? Because I was just talking to Ray about it. Nash Rawilla comes back and he's now, you know, 10 years ago was one of the elite, the very strongest in Sydney. Now you're back. Huey wasn't there yesterday, but you talk Karen about that competitive. What's it actually like in the jockey's room, Glenn? Is it a, you know, because there's all those safety issues that we hear so much about, and is there a camaraderie there? How overt is the competitiveness between jockeys?
The camaraderie is probably second to none, I'd say. And that goes to say with, you know, that doesn't matter if it's Sydney or Melbourne or Brisbane or Adelaide. It's always there, you know.
Like sure.
The respect between each other is all, it's very high because, generally, like we all know how dangerous our sport is. And, and when we see incidents happen, you know, we all come together. That's just, you know, that goes without saying. The competitiveness, oh, of course, it's very, very high. I was actually talking to many people about this, like I said, how strong the jockeys' ranks are a bit here, but it's just not how strong they are. They're all actually riding, and they're probably all at the peak of their powers at the moment. You know, J-Mac, and you got Huey and Kieran, you know, Tommy Berry, Brendan Abdullah. There's so many of them here at the moment. You know, Blakey Shin just obviously left. You know, Corey's injured, but like these guys are really at the top of their powers. And I'm got no doubt, and I'd be confident these guys go anywhere in the world, and could be, you know, they just go, well, this bloke, geez, doesn't he go with this bloke, you know, anywhere in the world. So the trainers and the owners and the participants in Sydney are probably, you know, very golden era at the moment.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of yesterday, Glenn, Girl Tuesday, she's bred to be a star. It rekindled an old association for you with John Singleton that you were telling me yesterday went way back to 1994, and I think she's a mare our listeners can follow through the spring, Glenn?
Yeah, I think so. You know, like she's bred to be like a superstar, and she's got the physical makeup to be a superstar. She's got a bit of a presence about her. She's big and strong like a mother. I trialled her 3 weeks ago at Warwick Farm, and it trialled up really good. Gave me a really good feel, positive feel, and I was hoping to be on her on race day, and lucky enough I was. And it's funny, you know, speaking to the young girl that was strapping her, she said she's always been a handful to be on the ground. She's an absolute bit of a nightmare, a bit of a handful to handle all the time. But she said this preparation, she's been different. She's been a lot calmer. She seems to be a lot more together. So, and that's how she was on race day. So, yeah, so sometimes these, you know, these men get a little bit older and it all just starts to fit. And they all just start to get it. And all of a sudden their true ability starts to come out because, you know, their mindset, you know, it's more of a mental thing than a physical thing because they've obviously got the body and they can run time. It's just the mental stuff. It all just starts to come together. And so hopefully that's what's happened with her, and she might be in for a very good prep for Duncan Grimley and John Singler. I hope they have a really good prep with her.
Mm. Speaking of the prep, 15-minute heart-to-heart with the trainer during the course of the week. Then you come out on the Saturday and win for him on one of his well-bred horses. Be pretty hard to get you off, I'd imagine, Bossy. Have you spoken about what's next for Girl Tuesday?
I think she'll go to the Mikkel Cup, I think. I think on the way she'll probably go, she'll head towards...
A Premier's Cup sort of thing?
Premier's Cup, sorry. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. No, you're right there. And then she'll head towards the Metropolitan. That'll be her path. And then hopefully beyond, you know. So it'll be interesting. You know, obviously she's put in that huge effort first up. She's a stayer, so second up mightn't be the same fast legs, but... anyway, she's in the right care to sort of guide her through the preparation. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see where she ends up.
Yeah. Hey, Glenn, great to have you back on Sydney Tracks. And not only that, but winning as well. And fantastic to have you on the program on this Sunday morning. And as Ray says, let's hope we do it a fair bit, especially with the upcoming spring.
Yeah, thanks, Jimmy. Yeah, it's nice to be home. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Glenn. Good on you,
Good
mate.
On you, Glenn. Great. How many group ones?
82.
Yeah. 82, in including three Melbourne Cups.
7 Doncasters, 2 yeah. Golden Sippers, 3 Cox Plates. He's had a career and a half.
And then he's almost had to come back in Sydney and start again.
But as you said, that's what's really motivating him, isn't it? He wants to be the best. He's always had that. And elite sportsmen have to have that edge, haven't they?
Yes.
They've got to want to
yes.
compete at the top level
yeah.
and put themselves out there. And I reckon it's great. I don't think I've seen Glenn Boss or Nash for Willer, who both men are in their 40s now,
yeah.
look fitter.
Right.
They look so fit.
Corey Brown was the same too,
exactly,
wasn't he?
Exactly, yeah. I saw Corey on Thursday night.
How's he travelling?
Yeah, he's looking 12 months out.
12 months?
Yeah, unfortunately. He can't rush that back injury, but he'll be back.
Yeah.
Maybe.